You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Welcome to Prognosis. I'm Laura Carlson. It's day 303 since coronavirus was declared a global pandemic. Today's main story: some people have gotten severe allergic reactions after being vaccinated for COVID-19. While the number is very small, it's higher than it is for the flu shot. What does that mean for you? But first, here's what happened in virus news today. In Israel, one of the countries with the most effective vaccine programs, the shots may already be working. The country has inoculated about 20% of its population and is starting to see signs that the swift campaign is slowing the virus. A study from the Sheba Medical Center of around 500 healthcare workers who got the Pfizer shot showed more than 50% produced antibodies after the first week. The findings are preliminary, but they're encouraging. In New York City, residents looking to get vaccines have to navigate a bewildering system. That's hindering plans to speed up inoculations, according to a tweet from Comptroller Scott Stringer, who is also a mayoral candidate. To ramp up its slow rollout, the city opened mass vaccination sites on Sunday in Brooklyn and the Bronx, extended shots on Monday to people 75 and over, and encouraged everyone eligible to schedule an appointment. But the sign-up process is fractured and confusing. Meanwhile, the city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, reaffirmed his goal of doling out 1 million COVID-19 doses by the end of January. Finally, Pfizer and BioNTech raised their COVID-19 vaccine production target for this year to 2 billion shots. The partners have already agreed to deliver more than half that capacity, BioNTech said in a presentation on Monday. A new production site in Marburg, Germany, will be able to make as many as 750 million doses per year. And now for today's main story. As vaccinations roll out across the country, a few people have incurred serious allergic reactions. Despite that, the CDC is sticking with its recommendation that most people should still get the shots. I spoke with healthcare reporter Emma Court about why.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Almost as soon as people began to receive shots of COVID-19 vaccines, we heard reports of allergic reactions. And I was just hoping you might tell us a little bit about the kinds of reactions people were experiencing with regard to the COVID-19 vaccine.
Right. So we know that there are, in general, with vaccines, reactions people can have to getting shots. And many of them are mild and they go away. You know, I think we've all had that sort of injection site pain. Your arm feels a little sore. It goes away. You can have other things like fever or headache. Again, things that are very short-lived and typically kind of disappear. So what we're talking about here is a little bit different. The main kind of safety concern is these severe allergic reactions known as anaphylaxis, which, you know, can be life-threatening, though it's rare that people die of it. And specifically, we're getting a clearer picture now from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of how frequently this occurs. And the answer is very infrequently. The CDC says it's had about 29 confirmed cases of anaphylaxis to these COVID-19 shots so far. These are both to the Pfizer shot as well as the Moderna shot. But the rate at which this is happening, you know, 29 of the millions of people who have been vaccinated is still quite low. So the rate is about 1 in 100,000 people. It's important to note, like, these are severe reactions. People went to the hospital. You know, some of them were treated in the emergency room. Some were actually hospitalized or taken to the ICU. But ultimately, we haven't had any deaths from these reactions, the CDC is saying. So that's positive news. The big takeaway here is that although there are risks to getting COVID shots, like to any medical product, to any drug, to any vaccine, ultimately the CDC is still urging most people to get the shots. And the two exceptions they've outlined are people who know that they're allergic to vaccine ingredients and people who had a reaction to that first dose of the COVID vaccine should not get the second dose.
And as far as, you know, we now have a variety of different vaccine shots. We have, as you mentioned, Pfizer, we have Moderna, you know, there's the AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford vaccine as well. And, you know, when we're talking about potential allergic reactions, is there any difference between these various shots as far as potential allergies to ingredients or something along those lines that would depend on what shot someone is getting?
That is a really good question. And I think we would all love to know the answer to that. Something that's coming up now in terms of the allergic reactions to these early COVID-19 shots is really health officials trying to understand more about why this is happening and specifically the rate we're seeing, which is, you know, somewhat higher than the rate of anaphylaxis seen with flu vaccines. They're trying to make sense of why that could be. Is it something specific to this mRNA technology, which both the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines use, or could it just be something else going on? Another factor here is that this is a vaccine rollout that's being really closely monitored, right? And with good reason. And that means that it's possible and hopeful that we're picking up on more of these cases than we normally do because there's so much scrutiny being paid to that safety profile here. So it's something where we may, you know, be learning more as these shots are rolled out and as more become available.
As you said, there have been fairly few reports of severe allergic reactions to the, say, either Pfizer or Moderna's vaccines. But have those reports of reactions altered any plans for distribution or the rollout in any way?
What we are hearing from the CDC is that it hasn't significantly changed plans for distribution. It hasn't even really significantly changed their recommendations in terms of who should get the vaccine. What they are saying, again, is, you know, providers need to be prepared to treat these kinds of reactions. So something they've been saying this whole time is as people get these shots, they should be monitored, I think, for up to 30 minutes after receiving the shots, because that's when it's most likely that these reactions will emerge. And then the providers should be familiar with and have on hand these treatments like the EpiPen, these allergic reaction treatments, so that they can do something if someone has one of these severe reactions, so they're prepared to treat patients.
You know, you mentioned the flu and the flu shot. I mean, thus far, do the numbers of people who have experienced an allergic reaction to either Pfizer or Moderna's vaccine, how does that compare to the people who experience, say, an allergic reaction to the annual flu shot?
So the latest information we have about this comes by way of the CDC, which put out a report that was focused specifically on the Pfizer vaccine, because the Pfizer vaccine was the first to get authorized in the U.S. and it had the most uptake when the CDC was compiling this information. So recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, there was a rate of 11.1 per million doses administered. So 11.1 cases of anaphylaxis per million doses administered. And then when you talk about the flu vaccine, the rate's actually lower based on the studies we have. It's about 1.3 times per million doses of flu vaccine. So again, 11.1 compared to 1.3 times per million doses. The rate appears to be higher with these COVID-19 vaccines, but it's important to note, and something the CDC said during a briefing the other day, was we have seen in some small studies that other vaccines have higher rates of anaphylaxis, so 12 to 25 times per million doses. It's within the range of what's expected here. Again, the CDC saying it's still quite rare that this is going to happen with this vaccine at this point, based on the information we have, and that it's still important to get these vaccines because you have to stack it up against the risk of getting a severe case of COVID-19, which has obviously very significant consequences for patients.
So in terms of populations who would be at risk for a severe allergic reaction, who would fall into that category?
Yeah, so this is the key part of this, right? And we don't have 100% perfect information, but what we did hear from the CDC recently was, of these 21 cases of severe allergic reactions with the Pfizer shot, 17 had a documented history of allergies and 7 had a history of anaphylaxis. And by the way, allergies that's pretty wide ranging, right? That's allergies to drugs, right? That's allergic reactions to food, to insect stings. So this is a lot of people who might be kind of starting to think about this and wonder what it means for them getting the shots. And what the CDC is saying is, talk this over with your physician and make this decision. It's not something that I think every person is educated about as they experience medical care, as they go to the doctor, as they venture out in the world. But it's something that's really important to know, because you know, there's always a risk you're taking on, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't get care or you shouldn't get a shot, for instance, but it is something that it's helpful to be educated about so you're properly informed as you go into any situation.
That was Emma Court, and that's it for our show today. For coverage of the outbreak from 120 bureaus around the world, visit Bloomberg.com/coronavirus. And if you like the show, please leave us a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's the best way to help more listeners find our global reporting. The Prognosis Daily Edition is produced by Topher Forges, Magnus Henriksen, and me, Laura Carlson. Today's main story was reported by Emma Court. Original music by Leo Sidrin. Our editors are Rick Schein and Francesca Levy. Francesca Levy is Bloomberg's head of podcasts. Thanks for listening.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.